Blog Talk Radio.
Your mom is going through such an ordeal in her life that she doesn't have time to lend an ear to you to find out what's going on with you, and you could be in some big trouble. So we're going to talk about that tonight. Urban Therapy with Sun 752 with this your daily go get a miserable show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. I'm your host, Sun752. A.K.A. Omar with the rrrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrrr, well, then you just say Omar with the R. This is the Daily Go Get a Business show on this Power Monday all up in your area. I'm feeling like a real man should, and I hope y'all feeling like real men and women should also. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Business show, we are talking about the things that you would talk to somebody else's mom about. Have you ever had to go to somebody else's mom, not your mom, but somebody else's mom, and use them as a mom for your purposes? When you have to go to somebody else's mom because I don't want to make it seem like your mom is not a mom. Being a mom is a tough thing to do. It's a very responsible position. There are plenty of times when I'm talking about dads too, but I'm going to say mom because in our community, so many people don't have a father or father figure in their lives. But most people that we know have a mom. Most of us have good moms, but not all of us. And sometimes even the good mom that we have isn't good for all situations. Some of us may have grown up with a mom that was very strict. They believe that children should be seen and not heard. Okay, that sounds okay when you're talking from a disciplinarian standpoint. It sounds okay when you're talking about it from a disciplinarian standpoint, but it doesn't always cut the mustard when you're talking about communication, when you're talking about problem solving, when you're talking about the things that a teenager will get into and can't find their way out of, and they need guidance. They need advice. They need direction. They need structure. They need understanding. They need compassion. They need a way to get up out of this thing. And you as a parent have probably been through the things that your teenager or your child is going through, and you could easily help them through it. But if they do not tell you what's going on, you don't know. And you may have put up a wall between them and you, to whereas they are too afraid to come to you, so they go to somebody else's mom or dad that they think will help them out with. Can I get a witness? Anybody know what I'm talking about? So that's what it's hitting for. That's what we're talking about tonight on the daily go get a Mism show. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. We are talking about the things that you would talk to somebody else's mom about. Let's get right into it. Teenage pregnancy. Many, many teenagers get pregnant. They still get pregnant now. But when I was growing up, they got pregnant a whole lot more than what I see today. Today, I'm actually surprised when I see a teenager that's pregnant. When I was growing up, it was a regular thing. That's just truth. It was a regular thing. Babies popping up all over the place inside of the high schools. Children were discovering their bodies. And you know what happens? You know what happens when a boy and a girl get together and they start having sex and they don't practice any type of birth control, a baby is going to be born. And it happened a lot when I was growing up. Carol Chamberlain says, in my day, it was too. I know it was. You know, it'd be killing me when parents of today, and even in our day when we were growing up, Carol, you know, they was acting like teenage pregnancy just came out. Oh, we just didn't do that when we – meanwhile, your grandmother is only 12 years, 13 years, 14, 15 years older than your grandmother. Than your mother. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess teenage pregnancy must have stopped or came to a screeching halt. No. What did our parents used to tell us, Carol? Our parents used to tell us, back in the day, a woman, a girl was a woman by age 15 or 16. So it wasn't really looked at as teenage pregnancy. They lying. They were lying. They lying their ass off. Wasn't they lying? They was lying. They was lying. There wasn't any era where a teenage girl, where a 16, a 15 or 16 year old girl was a woman. Now, yeah, they told you that because some of those teenage women did get married when they got pregnant at age 15 or 16, but they were still young girls. Their bodies still weren't fully developed. They were still going through a lot of hormonal puberty and processes and things like that. So it is what it is. Now, back in the day, it was probably the situation where you may not have. I'm going too fast. Let me slow down. There, there were plenty of times that we talk about back in the day where our parents believed and used to express that children should be seen, not heard. Children should be seen, not heard. Children should be seen, not heard. All you got to do is go to school, and that's word. I'll pay all the bills, have somewhere for you to lay your head, get your own TV and your own bed, maybe your own phone. All you got to do is leave me alone. Do your work and make sure you get good grades, and you'll have it made. I'll pay for everything in your life. You don't have to live off fast. Your ass gonna get in trouble. You better not found out that shit. Gonna double. It's gonna be a problem between me and you, because I've done too much for shit, and I do even more for your brothers and sisters to you. Ah, don't disappoint me, boo. That's kind of how it was. And it's probably still that way now. So not all of us had parents that we could go to if we got pregnant or if we got somebody pregnant. So what happened? Maybe there was another parent that you could go to see about prenatal care, to see about getting an abortion, to see about adoption, other options that may have been available for you. Not saying that you weren't going to go to your parents at all, because more than likely, no matter who the person's mom was that you went to talk about it to, they was going to tell your mom. But you would probably rather them tell your mom than you tell your mom. You might have to tell your mom and duck, not just a fist or a smack. You might have, yeah, I mean, plenty of people have had a rotary phone thrown at their head just for reporting a problem. You can call it abuse. You can call it whatever you want to. Not everybody was able to go to their mom back in the day, and not everybody is able to go to their mom nowadays. Sometimes just the disappointment on your mom's face or your dad's face when you go to them with a difficult problem that you have gotten into. Sometimes that can be the more discouraging than any violence that they might perpetrate against you. But you ain't trying to. You already in trouble. You already got your heart beating out your chest. You already are confused. You already don't know what to do. And on top of that, you got to let your parents know what's going on while you still try to dig yourself out of this hole. And teenage pregnancy is one of those things. Carol Singer says, until the girl got pregnant, then it was a different story. So it's a serious thing. The things that you would talk to somebody else's mom about. I could have called it things that you would go to somebody else's mom about. But it's pretty much the same thing. People always put down the cool mom. People always talk bad about the cool mom. Yeah, let's call her Tasha. Tasha just let her kids do anything they want. Tasha is always trying to be a friend to her kids. She ain't trying to be a parent. Tasha just let her kids, you know, she let all of the kids come over her house and do whatever they want. It's just a big fun house down there. I don't even like my child going over Tasha's house. For all I know, Tasha let him smoke weed. For all I know, Tasha let him drink. For all I know, Tasha let him have sex. For all I know, Tasha this, Tasha that. Tasha. Tasha let her kids run her instead of Tasha running her own kids. These are some of the things people might say about the cool mom. And in some instances, they might be right about the cool mom. They might be right in some instances. In some instances, the cool mom was a little bit too lenient. The cool mom was bad on discipline. Sometimes the cool mom did allow certain things that probably would come back and bite the cool mom in the ass later on, like teenage pregnancy. The worst thing that a cool mom could do was let or
No, because they didn't let him. The worst thing that a cool mom could do, you know, the worst thing that can happen to a cool mom is that the cool mom's daughter get pregnant. Because all the disciplinary moms, all of the stern moms, all of the you must think I'm boo-boo the fool moms, all the I'm not your friend, I'm not one of your little friend moms, they all looking at the cool mom like, see? See? And that's why I ain't want you around there. That's why I don't want you over there. That's why I don't want you dealing with her little fast-ass daughter. See, she let her daughter do whatever. See, I told you, you can't date until I say you can date. No, I'm not going to tell you you can date at 14, 15, 16, 17. You date when I say you can date. Because the cool mom, you see, Tasha been letting her little daughter date since she was 12, 13 years old. And look what happened when she was 15 years old, running around here with a belly full of babies. That's the worst thing that can happen to the cool mom. The advantages of the cool mom was that the cool mom kept the lines of communication open, and they were always in the loop of what was happening with their children, and they was able to step in and problem solve and lead in a way that was more effective in the long run. They were able to lead by their children coming to them about which way to go and what to do and how to act instead of being reactionary like, yeah, I know you told me not to do this, that, and the third, but all my friends was, yeah. The cool mom is at least able to keep the lines of communication open, and they're able to have their kids trust them enough to come to them for help. So the cool mom had his advantages. The cool mom had his disadvantages. Which one were you? Were you the cool mom? Or were you the mean mom? No, listen, there has to be more. All right, you had the cool mom. Then you had the disciplinary responsible mom. And that's not to say that the cool mom can't be responsible. But you understand what I'm talking about. The mean mom was the mom you could not go to talk to them about nothing. You couldn't go to the mean mom to talk about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Like, I don't know what the mean mom was going through when we was younger. And you know who, everybody know who had the mean mom. Sometimes the mean mom wasn't mean to your friends, but the mean mom was mean to her own children. The mean mom would have you being like, well, damn. The mean mom always yelling. The mean mom always ice grilling. The mean mom always. The mean mom is always the one you come in the house. You better speak to the mean mom. I mean, you should do that in anybody's house. But the mean mom is going. There's a time limit for that high when you come in the mean mom's house. Like with the mean mom, even if the mean mom is upstairs asleep, you better go and wake the mean mom up if you come into her house. If you don't live in that house, it's like the mean mom had a radar. She find out somebody in the house who didn't come and speak to her. Oh, you didn't hail the queen? Oh, all right, well, you can't be in this house. Because you must be Tasha's disrespectful ass little kid. You come in this house, you speak. You speak, you sit the hell down, you don't stay long. Don't be asking about eating dinner. Nobody really wanted to eat over the mean mom house. Am I lying? Nobody ain't really want to eat over the mean mom house. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if the mean mom could cook. The mean mom was always stressing over something. The mean mom had, she went through, her life experiences was on some other shit. I don't know, you know, it took us a long time to understand the mean mom. Some of us never understood the mean mom. The mean mom. Yeah, your mom mean as shit. When you call the mean mom's house, you ain't never get a hello. Okay. Yes, but you ain't get that. The mean mom, what'd you get? Hello? Who calling? Or hello? No. Who's calling my phone? Oh, no. Uh-uh. No. No, Brenda can't talk. You can talk to me if you want to. You can talk to me. Tell you what. You can talk to me, and I'll tell Brenda everything you got to say. What's your name? Because I don't remember you telling me your name when you called. Oh, Troy? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Troy, you can talk to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm Miss Pat. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the mean mom would do shit like that. The mean mom would tell you, you call the mean mom house, the mean mom would be like, no, Brenda can't come to the phone, and Brenda can't come to the phone. Brenda can't come to the phone. You might want to erase this number. Because Brenda ain't never coming. Brenda, who the fuck you been giving my number to? Oh, yeah? Okay. Mm. Yeah, you might want to lose this number. Yeah, the mean mom, woo. Woo. The mean mom was different. She definitely made her mark. But you know what? With the mean mom, you still didn't. The mean mom ain't stopped nobody from getting pregnant. The mean mom ain't never stopped no drugs from being sold. The mean mom ain't never stopped nobody from going to jail. The mean, that's not what the only thing the mean mom did, only thing that they really accomplished most of the time was finding out about it last, because somebody else's mom found out about it first because you went to somebody else's mom to talk about it too. Now, I might sound extreme to some of y'all, but I'm trying to paint a picture that some of us, or most of us, can recognize. Ansel Jones says, let their children be bullies. Did the mean mom do that, or did the cool mom do that? Stacey White says, my mom was the balanced mom. Oh, so she had a little mean, she had a little cool in her. She had a little cool, little nice. Hey, what's up, T. Carrie Wright? Morning, noon, and night. It's always great to have people going directly into your site. How y'all feeling tonight? Good to see y'all. Which one of these phones is getting notifications? My phone stay on mute. I need to find out what's going on. I need to find out what's good. Is it you? Oh, you? It's you over here making noise. I'm like, what the hell? What happened? Yeah, I mute notifications and all of that. If my headphones ain't plugged in, my phone don't ring and don't get notifications. But yeah. So there are certain things that you might go to somebody else's mom to talk about that you wouldn't go to your own mom to talk about. Because your own mom might not be the one to go to. She might not be the one that understands. She might not be the one that's going to help you out. She might be the one that actually makes things harder for you because you can't express yourself. And and she might be the one that might make you wait too long to go to her. Ah, hush, Carol. So what? I got some phones. So what? Yes, I like phones. So what? Yeah. I like a nice phone or five. Big deal. And I do. But yeah, like the mean mom or the mom that you couldn't talk to or didn't feel like you could talk to or that you were afraid was going to make things worse for you might be the one that you didn't go to until you were already 5 months pregnant. You were already over 16 weeks because you were scared to tell your mom. So no abortion for you. And that's whether you are pro-life. A lot of people are pro-life until they either get pregnant, get somebody pregnant, or is faced with the threat of having to take care of an extra child. There ain't always room in the budget for an extra child. You know what I mean? Hey, it is what it is. There ain't always room in the budget for an extra child, especially an extra child that you didn't even have sex to create. You know, you still trying to get one child through high school. And looky here. We're going to have to get them through high school, and we're going to have to raise this brand new baby. Those are the times when you have to act. You have to act proud when you're really pissed off. You know how parents be. You know how parents of teenage pregnancy children be. They be mad as hell, but they got to act proud. Well, yeah, the baby coming, you know, I'm about to be a G-mom. I got a G baby. Mad boop. Stacey says, I never had that problem with my mom. All my friends like my mom. Yeah, all my friends like my mom too. And it was funny because my mom was one of those moms that people could come and talk to. But my mom did keep a little separation. Because my mom didn't make it so you came to her before you went to your own mom. Like, wait a minute. What we going to do is we going to be respectful. What we not going to do is you not going to make me look like like I'm taking on y'all problems instead of y'all parents. Y'all ain't going to make me look like I'm stepping on toes. We ain't doing that. So my mom is the type of mom that would ask you if you went and told your own mom first. Because if you didn't tell your own mom, then she was going to tell your mom. Now, she might go with you to tell your mom or call her while you was there or whatever the case may be. But you wasn't going to be making it look like, oh, you trying to be a parent to my child. Nope, sure ain't. I got three of my own. And they are a handful. So sometimes, if you didn't have a cool mom that you could talk to, you might go to your aunt because you had a cool aunt. Sometimes your aunt wasn't that far in age from you. Sometimes, I got bit by a damn mosquito. Hold on. Man. I just happened to have the alcohol on hand. Yeah. Sometimes you might have an aunt that might be equivalent to a teenage mom to you. So you may have had an aunt that was only 12, 13 years older than you. And even though that's not your peer group, she was young enough to understand what you were going through. You know what I mean? Because like, remember we was talking the other day. Well, it was a couple of weeks ago. We was talking the other day about there's a connection between the people that have been in school at the same time you've been in school. So whether you were in the first grade and they were in the 12th grade, y'all were still in school at some time, at some point together. And so there's a bond there that can be that can be forged. There's an understanding that can be held between the two of you. So if you have like an aunt that's like anywhere between 10 and 15 years older than you, you might be able to go to them and talk to them about what's going on with you. Your mom or your dad might be a good amount. They might be 12, 15 years older than them. You know how parents was back in the day. They had their first child at like 19, 20 years old and then mess around and have another child late. No, they have a bunch of children in between, but they mess around and have another child when they damn near 40 or 40. So there's a 20-year age gap between you and your oldest. You know what I'm saying? It was what it was. So, you know, shout out to any and everybody that has an uncle or an aunt that's younger than them. Yeah, I got to take my little aunt to school. Yeah, I got to go pick up my little uncle. I got to pick up my little uncle from daycare. Yeah, you know, me and my mom was pregnant at the same time. Me and my mom, I got Charlene pregnant and my mom was pregnant at the same time. Around the same time, whatever the case may be. Ansel Jones says, respect is first with my mom. I've seen some just don't do it. I've seen some just don't do it in my house, mom. Oh, just don't do it in my, oh, yeah. Just don't do it in my house, mom. I like that. Just don't do it in my house, mom. Like, you can do it, but don't do it in my house. Okay. So, like I said, you might have an aunt. You got a cousin. So you went to your cousin's mom because your cousin's mom, maybe your cousin's mom was your mom's sister, or maybe it was your aunt on your dad's side. Whatever the case may be, she would help you out. She might help you out better than your mom will help you out. She can act as a buffer between you and your mom. Like, look, Angie, I got to talk to you. You know, there's something going on with Dave. Yeah. Turns out he done got himself in some trouble. Messing around, you know, with the wrong crowd out there. Could be a variety of things. Dave got a court date coming up. Now, how Dave got a court date coming up without going to jail, or how Dave got out of jail, how he got released, whole nother story. One thing is for sure, one of the worst things that you could do as an adult is bail somebody else's child out before you told the parents that they was locked up. That's a no-no. Or handle a pregnancy situation of somebody else's child before their parents found out. Ain't no way that's going to go down well. There's no way that that's going to be understood or be met with any type of understanding or compassion. What do you mean you took my child down to Planned Parenthood? What are you talking about? You did what? What? Yeah, you don't want to do that. You do not want to do that. You went to court with who? When? For what? And you didn't tell, what? not a good look. I don't care how terrible the parent was. That ain't going to go well. Actually, because it's disrespectful, and it's going to be seen as being disrespectful regardless of the situation. There's some things that parents have to be first with, or at least get a chance to be in the loop to go first with or about. Stacey says, my auntie was cool when she was sober and clear. Well, I'm glad you brought up sober and clear, because that was the problem with a lot of people's moms back in the day, especially in the 80s. In the 80s, a lot of people's moms wasn't available because they was too busy getting high. Coming out of the 70s with the heroin situation, going into the 80s with the crack situation, a lot of parents was null and void. A lot of parents were unavailable. A lot of parents were too busy in their addiction. A lot of parents were just not ready to be parents, and they were full-fledged parents. 80s it was a hell of a time. It's not that much different than now. Different drugs. But it's not that much different. But yeah, in the 80s, with the crack era booming, a lot of kids had to go to somebody else's mom. You might have had to go to your foster mom. Shout out to everybody who forged a bond, a familial bond with their foster parent. Not all foster parents are bad. Some of them were really good, and some of them were all you had. I know people to this day that still look up to and are thankful for their foster parent. I know people who called their foster parent their real mom, because their real mom was getting high. There are foster parents out there who cared. That was all you had. Everybody didn't have the type of family that had an aunt that would step up. Everybody didn't have the kind of family where the grandmother was alive and she would come and handle business. Everybody couldn't run away to their grandmother's house. Shout out to the ones who could, because there was a lot. There are a lot of grandmothers who have had to be mothers again. But some people didn't have that. For some people, by the time they became teenagers, granny was already gone. Sure. If she was alive, if Big Mama was alive, she would have definitely helped me out with this. She would have definitely represented. She would have definitely came through. But Big Mama was gone. He passed when I was 12 or 13 years old. Not me personally, but maybe that's how, you know, that happened with plenty of people. He passed when I was like 12, 13 years old. So by the time I was 15, 16 years old, she wasn't a resource. She was just a memory. If Big Mama was here, I would be able to go to Big Mama about a lot of things. A lot of people have been able to rely on their grandparents. Something happens to grandparents once they become grandparents. So they might have been a beast on their own children or with their own children, but with those grandkids, man. The crazy part is, A lot of grandparents who raised their grandchildren full time, those children wind up going on to do great things. Go figure. They might not have been able to do nothing with those first set of kids, with the originals. But they sure as hell came through and represented. They sure came through and represented for those grandkids. What up, Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world? Shirley Sherrill, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. And Alpha Zero coming in here talking about something. I live in Finland, and I feel I'm going to die by the bullet. Well, I live in Philadelphia, and I'm already shot. I'm just here nursing this bullet wound right now. All I got to do is make it through this show without bleeding out, and I'll probably be cool. But I wouldn't talk to my mom about it. I'm going to call my aunt. She knows how to fit. She knows how to put a Band-Aid on a bullet wound. All right. The crazy thing is, Emily Dunlap in the house. Emily likes to come at the very end. Like, yeah, I've been lurking all the whole show, but here I am. With some Jack in the Box shit. Good to see you, Em. I could go on about this topic a lot longer. I probably should have done this, but Urban Therapy was Sun Show. But nonetheless, still we rise, baby. Still we rise. All right, we have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious August 8th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special because they are special because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-C. They get number one out the box. Number one out the box. I'm going to give a happy heavenly birthday shout out to my man Steve Wilkes. My man Steve Wilkes would have been 53 today. He passed in 2017. I believe it was like September 27th. No, it was October 27th. Yeah. That was my man. Flyest dude I ever knew. He was true to the game. You know what I'm saying? Definitely represented that Leo Lion energy. So happy 53rd birthday to you, my brother. You know, you passed when you was 48, and you are severely missed by all who knew you. And we wish you was here, and we'll see you when we get there. And thanks for looking over us while you're up there. Darlene Rozier turning 42 years old today. Happy birthday to you. And Watanya Fitchett turning 57 years old today. And Tressie Turner turning 50 years old today. And Wawa Black turning 48 years old today. Robin Sanders turning 61 years old today. And Scooty Sims turning 31 years old today. And Simone Thompson turning 38 years old today. And Hawa Shane, happy birthday to you, Ma. And Veronica Waters Carmichael, happy birthday to you. And last but not least, going all the way back to the 2009, and she's a beast, that's my girl. Go get a number one from the day one. My girl, Morris Kim. Kim Morris. Kimberly. Happy birthday to you, Kim. I want to say happy birthday to all of y'all. And anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious August 8th, anywhere out there in the world, I hope that today finds you in good health, happiness, mind, body, soul, and spirit. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud, just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. I rock out, rock on it, do the damn, the rock out, rock on it, do the damn, rock out, rock on it, do the damn thing, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings, you do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait, great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, listen. I said, man, listen. There's some things that you can't go to your mom and talk about. There's some things that you would go to somebody else's mom to talk about because your own mom may not have handled it in a situation or in a way They may not have handled the situation in a way that would be conducive to you being more comfortable with it and being able to solve that problem. All children, all teenagers go through problems. We go through many problems as adults, and many times those are the problems that we couldn't figure out, or we couldn't get figured out, or we couldn't get help with when we were younger. But, man, we're going to still keep going, still keep pushing, keep making sure that we keep going on and on, and we're going to make it if we try, and if we get the right guidance, we're going to be fly. Word. Peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love y'all to death. I resuscitate y'all and love you right back to life. We will be back tomorrow night for another Daily Go Get a Mism show. Queen Monica just popped through. And she's going to be a birthday girl tomorrow. I said tomorrow, her birthday tomorrow is only a day away. I see you. All right, y'all, so let's get on up out of here. All right, make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. I appreciate that. Carol, you doing your job? That's what's up. Appreciate it mucho. All right. So, Vlog Talk, we're going to get you out of here right now. Right here, my dear. That's word.